I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. In this country, people are led to believe, through the lying state-controlled narrative, that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, well, of course, that only takes place in a third world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you to ponder and to consider. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Was the unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? The Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m. Or what of the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over those who are known Muslim Brotherhood operatives? The Transportation Security Administration is another pretended authority and created office to violate Americans while traveling to and fro. Remember, this does not apply to illegal immigrants. They are there to harass Americans, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling American Christians and patriots as the enemies of the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up for terrorists? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? Is it a foreign government attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? Or was it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets of America, of course, only endangering the lives of the American people? Is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through redefinition of God's design for marriage? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprint and unconstitutional Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sends out spoilers to destroy groups that oppose this administration's dangerous ideologies through the Internal Revenue Service? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is promoting and identifying America as a democracy to destroy America's constitutional republic? Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating America's youth through International Baccalaureate, a global education scheme, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies in the womb per day in America, totaling 55 to 60 million murdered babies, which is equivalent to 18 states? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, supporting, and promoting America's sworn enemies? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is lying to the American people on a daily basis? Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution, behaved badly over 1,063 times in the last 7 years? Finally, is it the American people who have tolerated those who have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes, it is. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers, said John Calvin. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that they are guilty of violating God's.
Well, sonsoflibertymedia.com,
sonsoflibertymedia.com, and here we go. When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just giving you a heads up really quick, folks, we're going to be talking about another unconstitutional war without congressional approval. And for anybody that wants to jump on that bandwagon, and anybody that may be critiquing even what I'm saying right now, you might want to see who's responsible for the war crimes, folks, because that's what we're going to be doing today, and talking about those that violate the Constitution. This is one of those reasons I continuously try to get the American people to read it for themselves, so I don't have to say anything. Because once you see that straight stick, you're going to see the one that is completely deviated. And I'm talking about the Constitution put up against modern-day politicians who are at war with what our forefathers established. And it's interesting we'd be talking about another unconstitutional war without congressional approval. Folks, I mean, what is it that needs to be done? What needs to be said for you to understand what's going on here? You have ears, don't you, to hear? You have eyes to see, don't you? Read Jeremiah 5:21. I mean, the fact of the matter is the modern-day politicians at war with what our forefathers established, and you see it all day long. Another question to ask the American people is, when did they ever tell you the truth about a war, friends? And what war has ever been brought forth by the current modern politicians and administration, which there's no difference, friends, concerning this uniparty system that's creating division that Jesus warned us of? In Mark 3:25, which war was brought forth, and then to find out after the war, it wasn't sold to us according to what was really going on. For example, Iraqi war. We found out that the Iraqi war there was no WMDs, and we found out after Halliburton went over and stole the oil from the Iraqis after murdering 1 million innocent Iraqis and stealing their oil, making $34.5 billion. And then what do? We come back and we watch Communist Network News do an interview with little George Bush in the Bush regime and ask the question, so what did you feel like when you found out that there was no WMDs? But interestingly enough, they kept driving it down upon the American people, inundating the American people that we have to do something to them or else. Folks, that's always the war cry. And it's every single war cry, every war that they want to fight. I mean, folks, I just last week I'd played some audio video for you from Lindsey Graham, who's over in Israel with dual citizenship, which is completely illegal. It's criminal. He's over in Israel bragging about how over in Israel they're pre-planning and creating new wars. And notice going back in parallel to our forefathers, when our forefathers seen a righteous war, they were the first ones to lead the way. Now, the modern day politician, what do? They want to sell your kids their blood and use their blood to make profits for them. And Smedley Butler warned us of that. The highest decorated Marine in the history of Marine. He wrote a book called War is a Racket. It's about 65 to 70 pages long, super simple to understand. It's all about profit. And then even knowing what none other than Henry Kissinger himself, the Zionist who's now in hell where he belongs, Revelation 3:9, Luke 16, the one that said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. I mean, what needs to happen? And now, I guess this time around, I guess we're being told the truth by a bunch of pedophiles that are trying to withhold files that expose every single one of them, including Donald Trump with his name on the file over 16,000 times. But that's all Donald's got to do is come out and say he's completely exonerated, and then all of his cult followers will fall in line. That's exactly what happens, friends. Every cycle, that is idolatry, because they put man before the Lord. It's not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word. It really, truly isn't. I mean, look at the hell that you're reaping now, friends. And now you just allowed another administration to do it again without congressional approval. That means the voice of the people. I'm just curious, friends. Where are they deriving this mysterious? Where are they deriving and assuming this mysterious authority that's never been delegated to them by the people? I mean, people act like, well, he is, you know, he's the chief, he's the commander in chief, he can do what he wants to do. Not outside of the scope of authority delegated unto him, and the Constitution doesn't do it, nor did it do it this time. Had a guy the other day, he's just bright as all can be. He wants to throw stuff out there, but he doesn't want to be challenged with what he's saying. He's talking about, well, the president can go ahead and do what he wants to do. No, he cannot. Article 6, Section 2, and his duties confined within the enumerated laws found in the Constitution is found in Article 2, Section 3 as to what he's to execute. Period. Okay? So, folks, just to kind of cue you in, of course, I had to bring the information that he was sharing with the people as misinformation, because he didn't care about the people that were just murdered again and again and again and again. He wanted to justify the unjustifiable. You know, the question is if it's a righteous war, why does the president, here's just a good question to ask yourself, if it's a righteous war, why does he just go ahead and call the war for himself without actually asking Congress and the people that he's supposed to be working for? Why doesn't he seek out their authority so that we can do this as we the people rather than him, the commander in chief? Because the people would have never agreed to it, that's why. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, only Congress, that's us, that's the voice of our said representatives. Only Congress has the power to formally declare war. That was not done again. However, in practice, the president often initiates military actions as commander-in-chief with former declarations or formal declarations of war not being used since World War II. Congress now typically passes authorizations for use of military force, acronym AUMF, or acts under the 1973 Powers Resolution Act. See, it's all being modified, friends. All the laws that they're supposed to uphold, they're completely gutting them through policy, which undermines the Constitution. And because they said it, the people believe it, because they didn't take the time to know for themselves. War Powers Resolution is a federal law which does, this is the tail wagging the dog. Friends, this is the tail wagging the dog. The federal government, might I remind you, is a creation of the states, not the other way around. People act like, well, when the federal government says it, we better bow the knee. No, that's why we have Article 10. Are you kidding me, people? But again, the War Powers Resolution is a federal law intended to check the U.S. president's power to commit the United States to an armed conflict without the consent approval of U.S. Congress. You cannot enact that which is unconstitutional. If it's not congruent, it doesn't apply. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for uncompromising truth that motivates action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You want to jump on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com have resources, references, the gist goes on. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Subscribe to those pages. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. Stick to the topic. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I would like to hear from people that are trying to justify this nonsense, as if to suggest, because this will be the question that I propose to you. What did they tell you the truth this time? Who didn't take off with someone's natural resources like the Halliburtons? Folks, every single war or a change of power like Panama, or how about going over to Afghanistan? That was only supposed to last for 6 months. And at the expenditure of the blood of our boys, Amos 4, what do? We find out that they're guarding poppy seed, drugs. Folks, I mean, these pedophiles that you're listening to, they can literally tell the American people anything. How simply and easily are the sheep led to the slaughter? I mean, it's just embarrassing. I mean, it's almost like you just give them unchecked power to go ahead and attack anybody that they want to. And then you sit back and justify the unjustifiable. Here, let me show you this real quick. The strikes against Iran are acts of war unauthorized by the people. I mean, if it's a righteous war, why is it that he didn't go to the people that he's supposed to serve? Because he didn't do it for you, America. He did it for Netanyahu, Mayakovsky, the Zionist. That's who he's doing it for. Netanyahu's the one that's been calling for this war for how long? And old Donald's at the same time, simultaneously with the Epstein files hanging over the top of all of their heads, what do? They initiate unconstitutional war. This is not America's war. This is Israel's war. This is modern-day Israel's war, people. Here's another one. We have Rand Paul here, not a big fan, but he says, in truth, as with all war, my first and purest instinct is wish American soldiers safety and success in their mission. But my oath, here it is again, my oath of office is to the Constitution. It's to the Constitution. So with studied care, I must oppose another presidential war. Again, this is how, what is happening here is an exhibition and a reflection of the ignorance of the people in this country to let them do whatever they want to do. It absolutely is. I got a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu with his occultic star that they sold you as the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon, which it's actually the symbol. It's premised on mysticism. And it's occultic. It's Remphan or Moloch, Acts 7:43. But the meme says, we will fight Iran to the last American. That's exactly right. And you know what's crazy, Americans? You know what I'm telling you is true. You know what I'm telling you is right. Every time you try to justify the murder of innocent people because some corrupt pedophile tells you we better go attack them or else this is what they're going to do to us, which is always the selling point without fail, you better know that you're going to reap what you're sowing here. And I wanted to add this too, because I think it's important for people to know. On Saturday's show, when this all took place and it started to transpire, I told the American people, while you're allowing little cokehead Mark Rubio to stir up another war and pedophile Donald Trump and others in this criminal administration to go ahead and attack another country for Mayakovsky, who's trying to sell himself as the chosen of God to the rest of the world, I'm here to tell you that the opposite is true, Revelation 3:9. But what I wanted the people to understand is that while the warmongers, those that I just highlighted, are attacking Iran, this is what I want the American people to understand when I'm talking about reaping and sowing, Galatians 6 through 9. And I am telling you, this is spot on, 100%. You're reaping what you're sowing, America, because what you're allowing your politicians to do to other countries, who profits from it more than them? Nobody. But while these warmongers are allowed to attack other countries, namely Iran, you best keep your eyes on homeland. You better keep your eyes on what's going on here in America, friends. Well, why do you say that, Bradley? Because not one governor and not one mayor, nor is the federal government, has anyone, not a one, been reeled in for the act of treason by alluring illegals in from all over the world into our country, into what they treasonously called sanctuary cities, which nothing, again, can be further from the truth. They convince the people by just calling them sanctuary cities that somehow or another, that's just the guise for treason. With a smile on their face, as you're being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, just like Jesus was by Judas, Luke 22:48. I bet you didn't think about that, did you? No, you didn't. I said this on Saturday. I said, remember the same ones attacking Iran right now without your consent, Americans, are the same ones that allured illegal Middle Easterners into your country. Those that are from Iran. That's what I wrote. That's what I said. Oh, of course. Come on, Bradley. You're just so uptight. Yep, you better know I'm uptight. You better know I'm uptight because we're reaping this. And this is just the beginning. 8 hours later, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. 8 hours after I posted that, just in. Little unqualified scoundrel, Kash Patel, The meme says FBI says teams are on high alert across the country after the United States and Israel, modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, bombed Iran. Wow. Boy, that's pretty concise. Boy, that Bradley, that was pretty prophetic. Yes, it was, Holy Ghost. Thank you for letting us know what was going on. Because I think you have to be blind as a bat not to understand what's going on. Folks, you have some people that are trying to create a war here in the United States of America by doing just what they did in Iran. Who's been creating domestic insurrection in this country more than corruption in the halls of government? Working with the mainstream media. Somebody tell me. 281-845-4704. Who's creating all of this warfare that the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said no country can endure? That's why they keep calling you a democracy too, by the way. So they can keep trying to convince you that they can do whatever they want to do. When in fact, nothing can be true because we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional scoundrels in the halls of government. Here, I want to show you something. You know how after these alleged attacks, and I'm saying that, and I'm talking about the alleged attacks as to how they were sold back to us, that they killed the Ayatollah Khomeini. You do know that during the whole uprising of Al-Qaeda and in other organizations that the CIA created to use them as a political battering ram to create straw men to cast into your minds another monster that's out to get us that's never dominated. Hello. Like ISIS. Hello. It's interesting how world leaders tell us who's behind ISIS. It's interesting those in the Middle East that tell us who Al-Qaeda is. And the creation of the CIA. But of course, America doesn't want to talk about that. Who does it work for, people? That's all you have to do is ask yourself. Who does it work for? To destabilize, to do what? Out of chaos, can we create a new order? What are they doing? They're trying to create a new world order. What are they doing? Destabilizing from these monsters that they keep creating and then throwing at us. Because we always have some sort of monster, an emergency in this country given unto us by the powers that are tolerated, decade after decade, generation after generation, century after century. You've been in war 93% of the time that you've been a country, people. Do you think that's the people or do you think that's corruption? My goodness, enough of this. But again, let me go back. Iran, after the attacks took place, what did they do? They sold to us your media. The same media that sold you Iraq in weapons of mass destruction, there was only one outlet that was standing against them during that Iraqi war. And remember, they attacked Iraq, according to General Wesley Clark, because there's nobody else to attack. And what they did is they zeroed in on their natural resources. Don't ask me, ask Wesley Clark. But what happened after all of those people were killed and 4,000 of your boys and their blood was shed fighting an enemy that wasn't our enemy? What happened? Oh, there was no WMDs. And the American people trying to justify themselves just, okay, we made a mistake. Oh my goodness, people. You're allowing the corrupt to shed innocent blood. But remember what the media did just this weekend. They came out and they said people were rejoicing in the streets because they've now been freed from the Ayatollah Khomeini. You have to know there is no truth in that whatsoever. You have to know. Again, let me ask you something. Are they telling you the truth now, people? Is that what they're doing? Was it them that went to war? Was it their boys that went to war? No! How do you end the wars? Send the politicians, send their kids. That's how you're going to end the war, because you're not sending mine. Period. We're going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to show you what really happened in Iran. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think.
and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just highlighting another unconstitutional war. Oh, well. As long as it wasn't your son. Oh, well. As long as it wasn't your daughter. You know, those Americans in the military, they just better go do what they're told, regardless if it's lawful or not. You know, what do we care? I mean, we're in a system. You know what's interesting? It's that same government that allured those illegals into your country that they're trying to use. Folks, they are trying to create a civil war. There's no doubt about it. You got to have your head stuck in the sand not to see what's going on. Honestly. This is ridiculous what the American people are tolerating here. Again, oh well, no big deal. 80 million of our own children sanctioned by our own government, and we still think the foreigners are the problem. And the that's a self-righteous nation because you haven't taken responsibility for your sin before God. So therefore, the Lord turns around and says, your sin is finding you out. And that's what Bradley's telling you right now, speaking in the third person. Yep. 281-845-4704. John calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, John?
Yes, sir. I would like for you or someone else to fact-check me on this, but I believe without your consent, like you were saying earlier, that Milikowski's son lives in, I think, somewhere in Berkeley, and our tax dollars pay $600,000 a year for his private security.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. As a matter of fact, if you look at what's going on in modern-day Zionism, guess who's paying for all those people to sit on their backsides and do absolutely nothing? The American people are.
I mean, I didn't mean to upset people anymore, but, I mean, when I learned that a few days ago, I was like, oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, I mean to upset people. God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences.
I'm just saying it's just one more just quiver in your quill.
Yeah.
The other day, one more thing with Representative Holstrom, and he was talking about those books, and he never brought up who the publisher was.
Yeah, well, I'm going to find out, and I am.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and that should have been something that would have been brought to the podium when he was discussing this, and I don't know whether he did or he didn't, right? But, you know, I mean, I know who McGraw-Hill is, and that's, Ghislaine's father, right?
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny you brought that up, if you don't mind. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. John, thanks for the call. I'm going to follow up with what you just said. Can I highlight what John just said from Florida? Because I think I need to. I don't know if you guys seen this or not, and I'm sure you did, but this same government that told you that, you know, Epstein was dead, and the mob, individuals from the mob came out and said, one individual came out and said, I was in that cell. There is no way Epstein was ever murdered. Of course he wasn't. He was relocated is what he was. I don't know that, again, people that are paying attention to the details and the cycle of corruption in the halls of government, they put a check on it. There was nobody that I know of that agreed to the fact and they took it in as truth coming from the mainstream media and their useful idiots and corrupt politicians concerning the fact that none other than Jeffrey Epstein hung himself. Nonsense. Even the body that was delivered up was clearly not him. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I have on social media platforms right now that this individual just happens to pop up in Tel Aviv, Zionist Israel, part of the Mossad, setting up American politicians on camera, committing crimes against children so they can extort them, just reappears somehow or another with a beard. Hey, folks, they can put anything they want on Jeffrey Epstein's face. You are not going to convince anybody in a right mind that that is not Jeffrey Epstein. That is clearly Jeffrey Epstein. He reappears in Tel Aviv. Oh, I'm not done yet. I'm piggybacking on what our friend John from Florida just said. I'm showing this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Anybody paying attention to the guy that was walking down the street in Canada recently? You know how you're being told that, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, partner in crime with none other than Jeffrey Epstein? You know, she's in jail right now and people are looking at her and saying, That's not Ghislaine Maxwell. It's clearly not Ghislaine Maxwell, people. But again, I don't believe the media, but well, if that's what they said, must be true. I want to show you a video here, friends. I'll go ahead and paint the picture for you as well, friends, on outlets right now and affiliates. It's clearly Ghislaine Maxwell caught by somebody calling her name out. She immediately turns and looks when that individual said, hey, Ghislaine. And she turned and looked, and then she denied it was her. Friends, she's got so much distinction in her facial features. There is no way this was not Ghislaine Maxwell. I want you to watch this. Check this out.
Why does this random person in Canada look like Ghislaine Maxwell? And why is she with the person that looks exactly like Ghislaine Maxwell's brother? And why did she respond to the name Ghislaine? And why did she do a double take? And why does she look more like Ghislaine Maxwell than this Ghislaine Maxwell? I have questions!
Yep. So if you look at the film, friends, the Ghislaine Maxwell, they have doubles. As far as these people go to deceive people, folks, it is factual information. And I just, for anybody questioning what I'm telling you right now, I want you to prove otherwise. I always do that when I kick stuff out on this show. I want you to prove otherwise. And what am I talking about? You do know politicians have political decoys, right? Yeah, that's a fact. That's been going on forever. You do know we have political decoys. Oh, I think Hillary Clinton had like three of them. Nobody denies this. You can go online and find them, and you can even see the pictures. Go back to the 50s, political decoys. Go back 100 years, political decoys. Go 150 years back in Wikipedia, political decoys. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, there was a political decoy that looked so much like George W. Bush Jr., the little devil, that they actually assassinated that guy. Well, I should say this. He was exterminated under mysterious circumstances. This is common knowledge. And it's exactly what they're doing. They want you to believe. Folks, the same people that told you that it was a good thing we just attacked Iran, they're the same people telling you Ghislaine is in prison and none other than Jeffrey Epstein hung himself. Nonsense. He was an asset in a big way. And so was she. And if you look at the family ties all the way back, friends, you're going to see that they're very well interconnected with the Mossad. I just want to make clear you all understand. I don't want anybody stupid after they leave the show. And you say that's demeaning. No, it's not. It means dull and insensible. I want you to be educated. You know, some people will say not everything's a conspiracy. I got a question for you. Isn't it? I mean, the CIA director told us that everything the American people believe is false. And he said when they get to that point, we've completed our duty. That's where we're at. And all of these conspiracy theories up to this point, they've all come true for the most part. And I'm not talking about the loony wackos out there that are trying to tell you and try to convince you to get your eyes off of that into aliens and shapeshifters and all this other nonsense. It's demonic, whatever it is. That's all that we need to know. And guess what? The church, as Christians, we have power over it. In Jesus' name, Luke 10:19. Period. I'm sorry, exclamation. So I hope I piggybacked John, and thank you for bringing that up, unbeknownst to yourself. Thank you for interjecting that thought. Now, what I want to do, I want to show you a video, and it's, you'll hear it, friends, on affiliates. And what it is, the Iranians come out to mourn the death of Khamenei. And this is truth media. This is what the media didn't want you to see. They told you that the people were rejoicing, and they had like 30 or 40 people there, which they probably rented them for a couple minutes to take a visual of them doing so on video. We know they're paid provocateurs. I knew it wasn't true. And what we're seeing is, meanwhile, YNET reached President Trump. He reached out to Iran through Italy requesting a ceasefire, and it was flatly rejected by the said president. You tell me who these attacks are. You tell me who's pulling the trigger, friends, because we have no interest in these wars whatsoever outside of that devil in the flesh, Benjamin Netanyahu, Mylakowski. Check this out. This is the people in Iran that want vengeance in recompense. Donald Trump wants you to believe that we were the liberators. Is that true? Is that true? Hey, folks, does it look like we're actually the liberators and that the Iranian people are actually elated and rejoicing because we bombed their country? Hey, folks, when we get bombed, I guess we rejoice. That's what we do. I mean, occupied cities do that, but that wasn't the case there. And as a matter of fact, if you do a little homework on any of those that get in the way of the new order, the new world order, they're the ones that are deemed enemies of the new world order. That would be people like me here, and that would be like people like these other individuals in other countries. And I'm not trying to justify
any of the wicked deeds that any said representative or leader in this country does. I'm not. But again, it's none of our business. We have no reason to go there outside of old Benny wanted us to go ahead and attack him because he wanted us to for his advantage. Hey, folks, he's bloodthirsty. Look at what's going on in modern-day Israel. What happened to the Palestinians? Where are they? They're almost all gone. They're almost extinct because you have a bunch of hirelings and whores preaching from the pulpits that we got to get behind them because that's God's chosen land. I'll tell you what, there's nothing more heretical than that. Anybody jacked yet? Yeah, I am too. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. True. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Hey, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, some people still don't understand the fire, the drive here. I'm telling you what, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 1:7, that the ministers of the Lord are flames of fire. And I feel that drive constantly, Romans 8:14. And I'm always, listen to me, I'm always striving by grace to keep up with the works of the Lord, Colossians 1:29. Any other thing that you find in the world of Christianity is dead in its counterfeit. Seriously. We're called to be living epistles. We're written epistles for all men to read when it comes to Christianity. You know what I spend the majority of my time doing? Trying to ask the question to the American people that profess to be Christians, Why is it that you're okay with everything that's going on? Why are you not moved by it? Oh, because we're going to be raptured. You're deceived. It's not going to happen. You better read your Bible again. Jesus prayed that the Lord would not take them out of the world in John 17, but that he would keep them from the evil one. You're being deceived. The whole purpose that we're here is we're called to occupy till he comes. So the Lord's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We're called to the war. We're not called by heretics to be, what, raptured from responsibility? That's unscriptural nonsense, friends. And it's heresy. It's dispensationalism. That came from none other than that heretic, Cyrus Schofield, who was he was convicted of bribery. He was a felon. He was a fornicator. Folks, that's the one that wrote that book. You want to see all these Zionists that are getting behind this modern-day Israel? Guess where that came from? Thomas Herzl in 1897, and none other than, guess who? Cyrus Schofield. It's all man-made nonsense. Read Revelation 22, starting verse 18. It's a bad idea to change scripture, add to or take away. Stay away from it. And stay away from those people, friends, because there's no excuse for anybody listening to me right now to continue on with that heretical teaching. That's nonsense. Hey, and if it does happen, I'll tell you what. Will you let me know somehow that, you know, you did get raptured? Because I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, and it's not going to happen in the next, and it's not going to happen until the end of time. It's just not going to happen. You're deluded. You're deceived. What's the message? Do nothing. Jesus is coming back. Do nothing. Oh, it's the end of time. What do people do? They encourage them to do nothing because nothing can be done because the Lord said these things were going to happen. It shouldn't be happening that way in America. We have been given a gift, people, and to whom much is required, or to whom much is given, much is required. Let me just say this. The saddest symptom, or should I say symptom, about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight, contending for the faith, which the scripture continuously highlights throughout the book of Acts, throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How you oversee that, or how you omit that, or how you cherry pick that, bewilders me. You may as well just put the Bible down then, because that's what you see continuously. Jesus is constantly in what? He's constantly rebuking religious hypocrites. And he's constantly raising up. That's why people, when he was asking his disciples about, and his apostles, who men said that he was, they said, like that of Jeremiah. What was Jeremiah sent to do? Jeremiah 1:10, he was called to pull down and to build up, to plant. Yeah. Hosea 10:12 comes to my aid. But let me finish this. The saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. It's a lack thereof. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But at the great spiritual warfare that we're now in, it's watchings and strugglings, it's agonies and anxieties. Of all things, they appear to know nothing at all. Isn't that crazy? Do you know why? Hey, folks, a Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't trust her as far as I can throw her, but I suspect that if Donald's really going after her, she's probably telling some truth about him now. But she said that, you know, this whole QAnon nonsense that both me and Tim pulled the rug on since its inception, because it's exactly what the Bolsheviks did back in the 1920s in Russia. Because they wanted the people to grow impotent, because they wanted them, the people, to believe someone else is taking care of it. Marjorie Taylor Greene says Donald Trump laughs at those people behind their backs. Why is it that the sheep are so easily led to the slaughter? It honestly blows me away. And it's quite embarrassing, to say the least. Hey, folks, whatever you're told by corruption in the halls of government, just look the other way. Because that's Isaiah 5:20 is exactly where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. They lie, and they want you to believe it is truth. And when they tell you the truth, if they blurt it out in their confusion, then it's probably a lie. And if they do tell you the truth, it's in their confusion, and then you can add to that. But you better be careful, because it's like drinking a cup with poison in it, and you just don't know where it's at. That's what this is. That's the people behind these scenes. And again, Americans, too many of you think that they're just like you and me. No, they are not. No, they folks, because of the crimes committed, that was the price and sacrifice to pay to go up the political ladder, just like actors in Hollywood. Just ask them. The more corrupt they are. Hey, folks, how many of these operations that are being led concerning stealing children and raping children and creating child pornography, how many of them were busted and in prison for child pornography that were pulled out of prison to basically run organizations for corruption concerning these agencies that have been created? Where did they get them from? They didn't get upright guys to do that. No. No, they got pedophiles to do that. And that's who's leading it. They're not stopping it. They're responsible for it. My goodness, thousands of children all day long. And we knew a long time ago from McAfee who was stealing the kids. It's happening in your government, people. The State Department, that's what he said. And he's the one that built the computer system. I mean, look what's happening in Colorado. Oh, my goodness. You've allowed Jared Polis to go ahead and hold the reins, and look at all the said representatives are doing. They're making sure that pedophiles are not prosecuted. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this, Jared. You don't have to worry about that. And all of you that want to go ahead and keep going on with your bad self, it's a matter of time before daddy or mommy get a hold of you. And rest assured, it's coming, because we're tired of it. We're tired of it. And we know who's behind it. We're not going to play stupid like we don't know who's responsible for it. Nobody's ever prosecuted except the American people. And if they broke the law, rightfully so, but it never applies to those that are put up as said representatives, that are acting on the behalf as puppets for their masters. And it comes back to what? None other than Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Todd, you got 1 minute, my friend. It's all yours.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate what you're doing. One of the things that I want people not to hesitate and do their research on is this seems to be a common factor with Ghislaine, Jeffrey Epstein. They're never in prison, nor will they ever be. Okay? These are protected individuals from a land that you can't talk about and the people you can't talk about. And just for if anybody's taken my doubt, look what Obama did with Pollard, the guy that gave away our nuke secrets and submarine secrets. And that guy got to go scot free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guarantee you, if it was any other people that you can't talk about, say a white person, a black person, Oriental or Hispanic, they would not have the same circumspects and probably would have been hung in secret as a treasonous person.
Yep.
Yet we give people like the Pollards, the Epsteins, the Ghislaines, and many, many, many others. Now, I put in your thing about that thing about James Traficant. I think people should not hesitate to read his last words or listen to them, because he said this over 30-something years ago, I believe, okay, before he was killed on his farm, quote unquote, died on his tractor. I'm not buying it. Okay. You know, and another thing, think about this. The FBI has all these programs that they run to hide people. These people never go to prison.
Yep. Yep.
They never do.
No.
And nor will they ever, until the Lord comes and makes the government straightly his. And that I do believe. And all this talk with Schofield, you're 100% right. The entire church has been enrapturated, or whatever word you want to come up with this guy. And, you know, I went through Calvary Chapel Bible College, and the Lord told me as I got out and I went back to one of the Calvaries, he said, you don't need to be here. You need to leave. Right after I left that Calvary Chapel, I'm not going to say which one, a pedophile was caught, okay? Now, the problem
ask you something. Why wouldn't she say his name? Why wouldn't she say his name, Todd?
A long time ago, I don't remember his name, but I do remember the church.
Okay. Folks, I got to close the show. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thanks for the call, Todd. Talk at you later. 1 John 3:18.